What does a T-Mobile Sprint merger mean for you? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech Daily. Well, in case you haven't heard, T-Mobile announced it's buying Sprint for $26 billion. The combined company would be named T-Mobile, and T-Mobile's CEO, John Legere, would continue as CEO of the new company. The two companies are saying that this will be a big deal for 5G, you know, the next generation wireless network. And the new company is going to be a force for positive change in the U.S. wireless, video, and broadband markets. Remember, T-Mobile recently bought a cable company called Layer 3. Now, the big thing these two companies are saying is that they will build a 5G network faster than their competition can. They certainly have the spectrum to do this. They estimate that they can get speeds 15 times faster nationwide by 2024, with lots of customers getting speeds 100 times faster than early 4G, which sounds really good, but let's be honest, early 4G was pretty slow. The two companies say they're going to spend up to $40 billion in the first 3 years to invest in their new network and businesses, which is 46% more than T-Mobile and Sprint spent combined in the past 3 years. And what I love about facts and figures like this is how in the past, T-Mobile would always send out press releases saying how they're spending so much on their network, but now apparently all that was not enough. Of course, the question we all want answers to, this sounds great for the two companies, but what about me and my bill and my phone? For starters, T-Mobile and Sprint run two different types of networks. T-Mobile is GSM, Sprint is CDMA, but both of them use the newer technology called LTE. According to reports, about 20 million phones used by Sprint customers can work on both kinds of networks. This includes recent iPhones and Samsung Galaxy phones. So some folks would see increased coverage immediately from both networks. Other customers might have to upgrade their phones to take advantage of a new roaming deal. As for plans, customers would probably be able to keep their current plan. Sprint's cheapest is $60 a month for unlimited. T-Mobile is $70 a month. Both also offer add-ons like HD video for an extra $10 a month. But here's what usually happens in circumstances like this. Yes, you can keep your plan grandfathered in, but usually the new company is going to offer something slightly better for a similar price just so they can get folks on a new plan, which is less confusing. So that's what I would expect to happen. I would expect to see the new T-Mobile offer some sort of compelling combined plan to entice new customers out of the gate, since they will promote increased coverage across both networks. Now, when it comes to the new 5G network they're promising, which could be really fast and really a game changer, that would definitely require a new device, but that is still a ways off, so you've got lots of time to figure that one out. So what about all the perks you might get as a subscriber of either Sprint or T-Mobile? You know, T-Mobile has those Tuesdays with all the benefits and that free Netflix offer, plus Sprint offers free Hulu to customers. Then you've got Google's Project Fi, which combines both networks into one, and many more carriers that latch on to these two networks. They call them MVNOs. All of these deals would probably be up in the air at some point, maybe at renewal time, but probably not immediately. Keep in mind, this will be a new company that doesn't have to prove as much as the old Sprint and T-Mobile did when they were separate and trying to win over customers. This time around, they will actually have a pretty decent network to put up a good fight. So that leaves the biggest question. Will this deal be approved? Well, perhaps the president's silence on Twitter says a lot. We've heard nothing yet about a challenge from the administration, and the focus on a 5G network seems right in line with what the president has talked about wanting before, although he is not a huge fan of foreign ownership, especially in the communications sector. And with the new T-Mobile, we'd have a German and Japanese company having lots of control over the new company. That's going to do it for this episode of the show. If you like the podcast, please leave a rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app and tell your friends. I'm Rich DeMuro. You can find links to everything I talk about here at richontech.tv. I'll talk to you real soon.